Blog Talk Radio.
Show with Leva in LA. This is Sunday, December 6th. I can't believe we only got a few weeks left of this year, and Christmas is just around the corner for those of you that celebrate Christmas. It's kind of crazy to think that the year's almost up, LA.
Almost up. Punch the clock. We almost done. Stick a fork in 09. She almost done. Please believe. How you doing today? How you doing today?
You know, I'm under the weather. I'm going to try to make it through the show with you. I don't know whether we can get you to carry the show or not, you know, but I'll sit over here and fake the funk. I found some orange spice tea to drink, so I'll be sipping on that.
Hey, Flavor, guess what commercial just ran off the air? That Robitussin. You can live Tussin in your life.
I need some tussin. I need something right now. It just hit me yesterday. I was feeling cool Friday when I came to work, and then yesterday it just like kind of hit me, and so I started drinking all this emergency I found here at work, and you know, praying that was going to like do something for me, and went to bed right at 10, you know, and you know. My boss told me on Friday, he's like, Susan, you know I need to get you a new bed. I'm like, yeah, okay, it's Christmas.
I think about it on Friday.
I'm like, he's like, I think about it on Friday, and then I can't get a, you know, a truck to go pick it up. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, tell that guy you tired of sleeping on that cracker of a mattress.
I should tell him to come sleep on it.
Yeah.
He might rush and have to go get a new one if he sleeps on it. But
yeah, back all
anyway.
Knotted up and everything. Yeah. So what's new beside this cold weather that seems like it's been sweeping across the nation these last couple of days?
Wow.
Man, it's colder than a polar bear toenails are there, boy. Let me tell you. I got the stew in the crock pot right now. It's percolating, you know what I'm saying? Been cooking since about midnight. So you know, it's gonna be nice and flavorful once we get off the air. I will dig in. Please believe.
Well, at least we're not having snow. I understand, like the East Coast is getting some snow, so.
Man, they were saying it was snowing in Louisiana like Friday or whatnot. So, you know, it don't really snow down there. So, you know, they really, they got the weather machine all twisted up nowadays. Let me tell you.
Was it this last year, this time, that we had the bad snow that hung around forever?
Ooh, yes, indeed.
It was right before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yep.
I'm hoping we don't get that, because you know how you get to my house in that driveway. We couldn't get out. We were stuck.
That
was
little,
really a horrible experience.
even the hill leading up to your house would be kind of hard. It's kind of steep.
Well, I mean, no way would you make it up Walker Hill.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then, yeah, I think that Brittany was able to get out once they had to park the cars down at the park.
I see.
And Brittany, I think Brittany got down Bayview, but Walker, it wasn't happening. You know me, I was just sitting in the house. Peter was sled boarding on cardboard and all kinds of stuff. So anyway,
but anyway, let the people know what's going on in the world of Flavor News, the Mosaic Show. Give everybody touch a little base.
Okay.
Anybody who might just be tuning in for the first time, let them know, give them the rundown exactly what it is that we're doing here at the Mosaic Show and the other platforms that we're trying to offer of independent artists and whatnot.
Well, you have tuned in to the Mosaic Show if you're listening now or if you come back and listen to the archives. And I am Flava, and my co-host is L.A. We're out of Seattle, Washington, so we come to you from the Pacific Northwest, bringing you the hottest Northwest indie artists. But along with that, we will introduce you to indie artists from all across the United States and all across the globe. We've got connections that go, you know, far and beyond, you know, what a lot of the normal indie artists are able to reach. So I feel very, very blessed for that. We have a social network, which is flavanews.neen.com. I also ask that you go by and check out our website. It's www.flavanews.com. You can find out who we're featuring over there. Check out our newsletter. You'll find the newsletter under the Flavor Calendar as a sub-label there. So check out our newsletter, who's featured there. You can find out the different events that are coming to Flavor News, wanting to be posted, by going to the Flavor Calendar. You can find out about some of the artist services that LA and I provide indie artists, and just a variety of things. So I do encourage you to go and check that site out, but like LA would say, bookmark it, because we update it frequently as we get information. Bookmark that. So also I would encourage you to save our show, the Mosaic Show, as a favorite. You know, we just finished out our first month of being live on the air, and, you know, we're still tweaking it and perfecting, but I have to tell you, at least for myself, and I believe LA would feel the same, we're having a ball doing this. You know, it may not seem like there are a lot of people in the chat room and this and that, but I can honestly tell you, when we go back and look at the statistics, you know, we're getting some pretty big hits when it comes to the archives. So we feel very blessed, and thank you all for that.
Getting my pinky toe wet. Yeah, sticking my toe in my pinky toe. Yeah.
So we've got a variety of things. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but also just wanted to let them also know, just a quick plug in there about, if you have want to submit some tracks or whatnot to the Mosaic Show, then you get a chance to maybe have it, you know, get into our playlist or whatnot. That website is themosaicshow206@gmail.com. So if you want to submit anything, please do so by that avenue. And I'm back at you, Flavor. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I appreciate you remembering the things that I'm leaving out. In January, we'll start scheduling some features. There are several people that have hit us up that would like to come on it as features on the Mosaic Show. So stay tuned for that. We'll definitely put flyers out and let you know when we're featuring somebody and who that person is. But why don't we get into playing some tracks, because we've got tons of them that we want to share with you. And I'm scrolling down the list. I'm sorry. I'm just not on top of it right now. But let's see.
You're under the weather.
Thank you.
You're liable to You're allowed to move a little slow today, you know.
I am. But I'm gonna play this track from Little Brother out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's called Dreams.
Real story. Like I was playing this record for a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? We was just chilling. I was just playing another album, and like she was like, "Yo, I love the record. Record is incredible, but you know something's different. You know what I'm saying? Something, it just ain't the same." I said, "Nigga, that's the point." My mama told me that this music was cool. All she ever wanted from me was to graduate from school, but I had other plans, so I been school to do. I called Food Line, had to tell them I was through. No more stocking peas and corn. I was born for a much greater purpose. Do you this service? Margie got nervous, but Thomas don't sweat. 8 years, I ain't been back yet. Lack of time on your TV sets. No radio spins. Mama asking the son, what he doing for ends? Spending weeks on the road. Modest ain't for pretend. Unheard to the creme de la creme. Keep bouncing. On beats pouncing. Cat reflexes. Had your attention when I pulled up in Lexus. Big like Texas. G's on the checklist. You ain't gotta ask, ma. I'm bringing home the breakfast. Gotta respect this.
Mama, I got dreams. But dreams don't keep the light on.
I'ma make money, money, and if I can't make it, I'ma take money, money. What you say, buddy, buddy?
Mama, I got dreams, but dreams don't keep the lights on.
Bills paid, bank account insured, top of the world screaming, fuck that, it's yours. I still go to the crib and see my niggas on the corner, chillin' with the pounds on they waist, getting old, getting round in the face, and when I hang with them, they ask me if the menstrual show means I'm ashamed of them. Well, I can't say that I'm proud, but on the same, can't say I'm allowed to judge, I'm just glad to see you. Cause truth be told, if my records never sold, and I wasn't raised as bold, nigga, I would probably be you. I've been God blessed with the gift to make music, it took me all over the continent. But still got boys on the block and fam, smoking rock, so please miss me with that conscious shit. I spent many a sleepless night because of it, until I had to shake that shit off and reach the conclusion that every now and then you gotta ask yourself, do you really wanna win or just look good losing? It's no illusion. I'ma make money, money, and if I can't make it, I'ma take money, money. What you say, buddy, buddy, yeah.
Mama, I got dreams, but dreams don't keep the lights on.
Bills paid, bank account insured, top of the world screaming, fuck that, get yours.
That was Dreams by Little Brother out of Charlotte, North Carolina, also known as Big Pooh and Fonte.
But also Fonte is in another group right now called Foreign Exchange. So he's doing this little thing right now too. So yeah, they very diverse. So, you know, you never know what to expect with Little Brother, but some flavorful ish. That's definitely for sure. That's definitely.
Well, I know that when I was communicating with Big Pooh, he said he was going to be performing out of the country in December. So he didn't actually tell me where, but yeah.
Yeah, so they always evolving and keeping it fresh and flavorful. So that's how you're supposed to do it, though. Keep them on their toes like that. Most definitely.
Anyway.
So what else been going on, Flay? What else been going on, Mama?
Well, I mean, you and I, we've been putting in some good work. I'm really excited about, you know, the things that are happening. I'm excited about the fact that certain people are responding to us, reaching out, you know, trying to put together our plan of action and what we're cooking up for 2010. So I just, you know, put it out there. But you need to watch out because, you know, we're going to bring you some stuff. You know, it's one thing about L.A. and I, you know, we don't necessarily fit into a box, you know, so we're always, like, stepping out and trying to see how to do something different and be creative and, you know, put together things that might tweak your interest, whether you're here in the Pacific Northwest or whether you're, you know, across the globe in the United States off into other countries. So, you know, just stay tuned. And again, you know, lock us in at www.flavornews.com because that's where you will find out the
bookmark
most information.
Bookmark that. That's the phrase of the day. That's the phrase of the day, bookmark that. And Flavor and myself, we was just yesterday. We was just talking, you know, just politicking and whatnot, just trying to figure, just throwing some ideas around. So we want you first to write down this call in number 347-857-1189. Like I say, this is the weekend, so the weekend minutes apply. So there's no need for you to not even, you know, try to call or whatnot. But we wanted to just get some feelers out there. So we wanted to know. What were some of the, you know, your favorite movies back in the 70s, the 80s, you know? We're not really dealing with the 90s and the 2000s because during that time, you know, everything was, you know, people trying to making all them sequels and whatnot. People wasn't really being original. So if you could take it back to them 70s and then them 80s and them all them old good, feel-good movies, we would like to know, you know, because, you know, never know with Flavor and myself what we might have percolating, cooking or what have you, simmering on the stove and whatnot. So we just want to know what some of your good old school movies that you fell in love with back in the day, you know. So please, you know, if you're in the chat room, you know, please feel free to type that down, some of your favorites or whatnot. But if you're listening and you're close to that cellular, go on and call in and share that with us and whatnot. And that's all I have to add for right now, but to go into another track right now. I think I'm about to break a little Black Aries flavor. I think I'm about to put little Black Aries. You know, let the fans hear what my man, you know, said and LaRue has to say. But this is a cut that they have. It's not. I'm kind of breaking this right now on the Mosaic show. So you heard it here first. This one here is called Breakthrough by Black Aries. You know what I'm saying, LaRue. Here you go.
It's about that time that the town get in just new sweet 16, yeah, bitches. I'ma bust through into the industry sheet. Can we bust through plenty of stages and mics? I'd like to touch two aside from the 15 minutes of fame. Whips, honey dips, and immaculate brains. All things in moderation when I'm blazing the chain. But with the new mouth to feed, now I'm stacking the chain. Acting deranged on a quest to get paid, no question. My type style labeled renegade. Like Mick Jagger on a Tokyo stage, my main mission, leave a bully amazed. I step the beats with my bullyish waves and max a beat like I was trying to get laid. Feel my pain, partner. A bit sharper when it comes to the skill. I'm your man if you want in it real. I can't lie to you. Folks be like your kid, we really want you to chill. These sucking cats, they don't want me to build. I kick it live to them. Bring the fire to them. Chicken heads with open legs. Yep, I bring the fry to them. Omar, HBO, bring the wire to them. I peep the madness taking over the game. If you don't understand, I come to explain. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. Aries. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. I got the hot grease. None can stop me. I'm top beat. Imitator but never copy. Them concrete. Intimidate them all like Nazis. The gas beat. Burn them to the bean like coffee. They own me. To the bone like raw meat. I'm all street. Look me up in prison and call me. You got all weak. Open the blinds, they've been all sleep. Faking the folk like Ted DiBiase. Trying to look bossy. Trying to talk bossy. Eat them like coffee. Haters get them off me. Line them like Yahtzee. One by another. Just like America. According to color. Born in the gutter. Boy in the mother. Top that there's more in this world to discover. By the and got it done up. Then I added my 10 cents. Brew got the whole town burning like incense. Had it since an infant. Got it at inches. Sugar Shane, right off the brain, he admits it. You were lame, like that tally spits it. You ashamed, cause you were not enough to walk like Aries. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. Aries. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. Say do that shit. Do that shit. Do it.
Do that shit.
Hey, hey, hey. That was Breakthrough by Black Aries. So I'm a Seattle signing, you know, set. Juwan LaRue, makeup Black Aries, ladies and gentlemen. So be on the lookout for those guys in 2010, early part of 2010, coming out with their project. And also on the solo tip, they both doing their solo thing. So definitely be on the lookout for both of these guys. I'm telling you, up and coming. You heard it here first on the Mosaic Show. What do you think of that one, Flavor?
Well, you know, I love Black Aries. So, you know, I want them to do a show on a weekend and I'm not working so I can come hear them in person. Yes.
In due time.
I know it. So with that said, I'm going to give a list of some of the events they're performing in this month. Tonight, there's going to be an event at Nemo's starting at 8 p.m. It's Del the Funky Homo Sapien, and Yidam Sek will be performing there. And then we go down to... You want an address?
No, I was gonna say you can go plug that address for the people just in case you may have.
Oh, you know, I apologize. You know, on this flyer, they do not have an address. So.
I think Nemo's is located down off of Broadway, off of Pike, I believe. So if you're in that area,
okay.
Off of Broadway, around Pike, should be round up in that area.
So the next event is taking place December 17th, which is going to be down in Olympia, Washington, which is where our state capital is. The event's taking place at the Royal Lounge at 311 Capitol Way. This is the Hands Down Tour put on by Black Stax. Black Stax is the main feature, and of course Black Aries will be performing at that particular event. That the doors open at 9 o'clock and the show starts at 10, $5 at the door. Then we go to December 18th at the Nectar Lounge as the Winter Classic Brick World Breaks presents, along with One Family Inc., The Town Entertainment, Obese, Rain City, and Sport and Life. And at that particular event, you'll see Kings and, of course, Black Aries with your Yidam Sek and LaRue.
Like Aries in your area.
That's right. So that's December 18th, again, at the Nectar Lounge. Doors open at 9 p.m. in the Nectar Lounge is in the Fremont District. Then we go to, scroll down. Then we go into Saturday, December 19th. This event is going to be taking place at the Chop Suey, which is at 1325 East Madison. This is an event, I'm sorry, the flyer's not popping up, but it is an event for D Black, and also at that particular event, Yidam Sek will be performing. So that event is going to cost $7. So anyway, if you missed any of that and you're in the Seattle area, you're interested in finding out what's going on this month, you know, check out the calendar page on flavornews.com, and we'll keep you updated with events as the different event promoters and artists send me their flyers. We can get that posted. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody out there, you don't have to be in the Seattle area, but you would like to have your events posted on Flava News, just send me an email at ladyflava at flavanews.com, or you can just reach me at flavanews at yahoo.com, and we can work something out with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, L.A., how about if we go to playing some more tracks?
Yeah, can I plug something real quick, Reckley? I wanted to make sure everybody go check out that new D Black video. It's got a little message, so I want y'all to go check that out. So if you want to Google D Black, and the title of the video is Yesterday, right, Flavor? Yesterday?
I believe so.
You go and Google that. Or I think Flavor might even have it on her Facebook page. So if you're friends with Flavor on her Facebook, I think she posted it or whatnot, but you might want to check out.
I did post it, and I will repost it again.
Yeah, just some of the talent and some of the things that's going on up here in the Pacific Northwest. I've told y'all time and time again, it's more than Microsoft and Starbucks up here. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Don't think this is a case where out of sight, out of mind, it don't apply. But you need to get hip to what's going on up here. Just don't think it's all about, like I say, Microsoft and Starbucks, because I'm telling you, you're sleeping if you do. I'm sorry, Flavor, but you could go ahead on and
it's okay.
Get into your
But,
track.
You know, if you think about the Pacific Northwest, it really is okay for you to think about Flavor News.
Hey,
one
more thing.
You can forget about Microsoft and Starbucks. You just think Flavor News.
Let me just give the people a quickly a rundown right now, and this will let you know what we're working with up here, up in the town. Kurt Cobain, you know what I'm saying? He changed the whole game. Jimi Hendrix, you know. Ray Charles, he was up here at one point. You know, Quincy Jones, the list goes on and on. So I'm telling you, the talent is up in here, is embedded. I'm telling you, like a tick on a dog is embedded deep. But I'm telling you, it's here. So yeah, I'm telling you, beware. I'm telling you, beware. Beware. Okay, Flavor, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was sitting there watching one of my kids leave. So anyway, I'm at work, everybody. So, you know, I got to keep
multitasking.
I am multitasking. I'm multitasking. But anyway, let's see. I'm going to play an old school type cut from an artist out of Atlanta, Georgia. He goes by the name Gigi, Glenn Gordon. He's got a lot of things going on. I think that he'll be coming on the show as a featured in 2010, because he's got a lot of things that he wants to share with the public. So anyway, this is Gigi. His song is I Can't Live Like This. was like Can't Live Like This by Gigi out of Atlanta, Georgia. I want to switch it up, and I want to play a spoken word piece by an amazing, amazing talent. She's kind of new into my world as far as, you know, getting to know her, but it's exciting. And she's one of the first artists that stepped up and shipped out some CDs for me to give to put into some holiday baskets that I'm putting together for my my kids here at my job. So I really appreciate you, Fleece. And this is a piece by Fleece Boys that's called Labor and the Street Hustler.
Laborer and the Street Hustler. The laborer is the father who accepts his role as a father figure. And the street hustler, well, he's not quite sure how to be a father, but he's getting there. The laborer is the high school student focused on his exams and the graduation, of course, to secure the future celebration of his independence. He's the young adult college student researching, completing term papers. He's expecting his first kid. He's the talented musician who amplifies his gift of melody to support his family. Music is his way out. He's the carpenter, the contractor, off to work with lunch in hand, headed for the early morning train commute. Can't be late for work. He is the CEO who works in corporate America. He wears the three-piece suit, pressed dress shirt, and buffered leather shoes. His hair so very well groomed. He knows he's a reflection of his company. He's the father with plans to groom his newborn son into real manhood. He inspires education and spirituality, because reaping the benefits is the payoff. He's the one in church, on his knees, praying for himself and his family. He ain't afraid to thank God, and if he don't know what to pray, he sure asking for forgiveness. He knows he ain't perfect. He's the ex-convict. He left behind a past filled with violence, no more guns, abuse of alcohol and drugs. He stays out of jail and off probation, tired of looking at the walls of his own entrapment. He plans one-on-one time with his son. He's taken an addiction to street flair. Reality ain't his son's focus. Wonder what's in his life luggage. There's a photo of his son and faithful wife. He's reminded of why his eyes opened this morning. Then there's a Bible with a worn book cover, torn pages and highlighted scriptures. They wrote deeds in his heart. A biography of an ancestor who's a reflection of his past and his future. W.E.B. Du Bois, the civil rights leader. Booker T. Washington, the educator. Or was it Jesus Christ, his savior? Langston Hughes, the philosopher with his beautiful black soul. Or Martin Luther King, the human rights icon. It was so many who sacrificed their lives for the universal dream. To be free. It could have been Malcolm X. He didn't want black folks to be confused. But now I think about it, maybe he was inspired by the preacher down the street. Then there's another bag of luggage. There's a small black book with telephone numbers of friends he grew up with. We might find a lonely heart that refused to let his loneliness lead. And a journal from his childhood that read, "When I get older, I know who I'm gonna be." And it ain't the street hustler, 'cause he's the one still trying to find his way. His hustle, the famous street corner grind. In the dope house, on school grounds, he ain't thinking about them kids. From day to day, he still pockets the same change, wearing the same clothes and shoes from yesterday. He think they gonna last a lifetime. He's the one released from jail. No job, angry, cause he can't hide that criminal record. And the face that's painted black, the face that's painted white, won't tell him why. Forced to face the same circumstances that put him in jail in the first place. He's the lazy one, unmotivated to succeed. The one with no real skill to pay them bills. He's the one running from the preacher man, scared, praying to a God who don't recognize his face. Wondering why he ain't seen no change. He's the car thief stalking city streets, watching and waiting for his next carjack victim. He ain't committed to real self-improvement and only knows one way to live. He's got material possessions a young son could only dream of. The fancy motorcycle, the shiny black Benz, the SUV set in chrome, sitting on doves. Jewelry so dazzling it's blinding. He believes raising drug money, his career, is more profitable than raising his own son. He ain't found a way out. His grind continues on. He's the bootlegger hiding behind low self-esteem. He ran from his dreams, so he can't teach his son how to realize his own. He's the bitter father who never mastered his anger, serving 25 to life in a state prison. He's the celebrity sidekick living in someone else's shadow because he can't find his own sunshine. Wonder what's in his life luggage. There's a garbage bag that smells like an outdoor dumpster. Nobody ever dumped it. Books that appear new, but were never opened. Perhaps there's a Bible he once explored, but he never understood it. So a collection of dust occupies the book cover. Maybe there's a sponge full of tears, because he never cried when he should have. There's a ruffled brown bag. Inside are letters stamped, "Return to Sender." Nobody took time to understand and help him with his dilemmas. His questions strayed unanswered, his struggle permeated over the years. Oh, there's a diary with details of his past life he hoped to write a book about. But the demands of life faded his story. It had potential to inspire many. Listen. Don't give up, street hustler. Keep planting your seeds, laborer. You are one heart and one truth in the same. The truth is in every man's heart. It's in every man's heart.
That was Laborer and the Street Hustler by Fleece Boyce. Amazing, amazing message in that piece. I know it may have appeared a little bit lengthy, but that's okay. I think of the value
it
of
it. It was worth it.
And to find out more about Fleece, you can go to Modern Day Black Mama, Mama spelled MOMMA.com. She's got a CD for sale, and you can just find out more about her. She's also a new member over on the Flava News social network, so you can go over to flavanews.ning.com and find out more about her. She's been busy posting over there, but I appreciate her in many ways, as her talents as an artist, but also the message in her words.
Most def, most def. I wanted to big up the homie Tupac's Tattoo in the chat room. Wanted to say what's up to my homegirl Shalom, T-Town in the house via way of Los Angeles. So I just wanted to say what's up to the homie. What's up? Thanks for joining in today. What else we got going on, Tap Blaze? What else we got popping?
Well, you know what? Let me give my shout-outs that I try to give out to the people who support us, you know, in the front lines and behind the scenes. But always a shout-out to Soul City Radio here on Blog Talk and what they do in all kinds of ways over the internet. You can find out more about Soul City Radio at www.soulcityradio.com or right here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalk.com/Soul City Radio. They've got several shows that they have going on throughout the week. I also want to give a shout out to Spike Spielberg out of Charlotte, North Carolina, independent filmmaker. You can find out about more about him and his projects at www.spikespielberg.com. And he also has, at this point, he's still doing Monday through Friday blog talk show, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/skeebofilms. That's S-K-E-E-B-O films. I also want to give a shout out to one of the artists that I've been associated with and working with for the longest, which is Lamont Carey out of Washington, D.C. And you can find out about his many, many projects at lacareyentertainment.com. He is also has a blog talk show on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is blogtalkradio.com/Lamont Carey. And last but not least, I really want to get a shout out for April Sims. She's kind of like my sister from another mother and father. She and I both are supporters as LA of the independent artists. She does it a little bit different than I, but we both, you know, just really, you know, network with each other and support each other in what we do and helping to get the word out. So April, I believe she almost does a show. She does it several times a week, I believe 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's blogtalkradio.com, April Sims. You can find out more about, you know, her social network of where they support independent artists at wearegreaterthani.com. And then I also want to give a shout-out for Miss Daring from the Daring Show. She is a financial supporter of Flavor News and the Mosaic Show. Her show is on Tuesdays at noon Central Standard Time. She's out of Chicago, blogtalkradio.com, The Daring Show. So I want to thank everybody who's out there, you know, supporting. It's not just the people that I listed off. I know there are other people out there, you know, that are helping us get the word out, or like Kua out of Dallas, Texas, who's always in the chat room of our shows and gives me a lot of love and support behind the scenes, and, you know, like to Tupac out of California, and, you know, so many others that continuously support what we do through Flavor News and the Mosaic Show. So I thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm. Big ups. Yep. Most deaf. Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, for those of you that don't know, I have a cold that I'm fighting, so I'm trying real hard not to cough and sneeze and stuff like that. But just to keep it going with some tracks, I'm trying to give you a flavor of you know, the kind of pieces that we're receiving. I mean, it's just not, you know, one type of music. It's not one type of, you know, spoken word or poetry or whatever. We're getting an array, you know, of you know, talent and
material.
Material sent to us, so I'm just trying to give you a little bit of taste of what we do. That's why we started doing the Wednesday show, because we just can't get it all in. So if you missed us on Sundays, or if you want to follow us, bookmark our show or save it as a favorite so that you'll get the email notifications. And then at this point, Wednesday, we're doing a show just for an hour, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I'm going to play a piece by, I hope I get this right, the group is called Variable, the piece is called Convenience, and they are under the label of Rarefied Air.
My existence occurs seamless, a blurred state of dreamers, waking dirt in the virgin reality. I pay merges after way to hold massive duties to fulfill the molding tutelage or overkill. And finally, upon the scale, I'll do whatever they ask. I'm just a cog in the iconoclastic system of God. Dismissing my body as mere part of a barter of a bra. Mortar and saw, jog the foggy memory of my achievement. I buy into it and believe it as society because my Jesus. Second coming of Eden, surpassing the Parthenon and Colosseum and feats of engineering and freedom, both requiems that dissolve reason. I watch television in the evening for situations I'll never be in. Complacent and tracing meaning to its origin and beginning. Spinning wheels, infinity of pills, millions of dead walking. I speak to computer screens and RGB, but never too often into tracks from fulfilling my duties. As a citizen, to sacrifice his victory on this fact, I react militant.
Zoned out on the propulsion tube, staring at the screen. Advertising machine that plays commercials and dreams. Technology follows me down the multicolored fluorescent flashing monument. Overwhelming influence of oversaturated consumerism. Efficiency for today, obsolescence for tomorrow. It's been planned to enslave people to the economy, human state. Electronically paid with funds that were borrowed. Attention span brands chosen by the market demand. Products that can command to perform a large number of functions. Designed to take the users to the apex of unrivaled convenience. At the push of a button, multitasking and citizens. I'm sticking with other units as an unimaginable citizen. Enormous machines, sustainable populated cities because nobody believes in the outer colonized planets keeping under dirty earth human quarantine. Why would we go? We already have everything that we need, from cell phone implants to holographic TVs.
Spatulas, laser sights, vacant light. Tofurky, Vegematics at a crazy price. Devices you could have never gone without. A mini escalator for your dog to get on the couch. No doubt, no fake for the original. Get your calculator pre-installed with Windows XP, then calculate it correctly. Just pop a few little blue pills to be a sex beast. Defeat is passive among pieces of plastic. Convenience tactics handle beef for your glasses. So you can grab it and actuate fit grip. Rubberized panel toothbrushes equipped. GPS and MP3, egg beaters also test for STDs, retinal scanning cameras get ready to pour, 5 easy payments and just wait, there's more.
Oops, I'm sorry, that was Variable by, no, I'm sorry, the group is called Variable and it's their track called Convenience. They're under the label of Rarefied Air. Rarefied Air is right out of Seattle, Washington, and they've got about 4 groups under their label. And so I just want to make sure that we're able to get some of their tracks played. They've got an amazing, amazing press kit. You know, I know I talk about this, but, you know, it's always good to have a polished product when you're really serious about selling yourself. And, you know, Tao over at Rarefied Air can definitely give some lessons on it because she's got her artist looking very, very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And also they perform around the Seattle area. They've done some performing, like, you know, with the groups that LA and are affiliated with, like Black Stacks and whatnot. So keep a watch out for those groups. I'm going to go and switch it up. And play something totally different. I want to bring you an artist. He's out there hustling big, you know, on the internet, and I have to give him big props for that. Besides the fact that he's always so very respectful of me, and you know, it's a different type of music than what, you know, I'm used to listening to, but still doesn't mean that it's not to the liking of other people. And it's growing on me, too. So this is a piece by Jazz Wade out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and the piece is called Tonight I'll Shine. That was Jay's Wade out of Shreveport, Louisiana, with his piece called Tonight I'll Shine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring you back to the West Coast and play one of our local talents. This lady has been working hard at it, you know, for many, many years. She's traveled across the United States and off into Europe this past year. And I encountered her music first when she was just coming out, and I had my coffee shop, and one of my customers brought me one of her CDs. And so I'd like to play a piece for you. And this is one of her newer pieces. It's called Grown Folks, and it's by Seattle's very own Chocolate.
That's Grown Folks by Seattle's very own Chocolate. To find out more about Chocolate, you can go to www.chocolatemusic.com. And Chocolate is spelled C-H-O-K-L-A-T-E. So big ups for our very own Chocolate.
Most definitely. She's doing it real big right now. She's on that cusp of breaking out. She's already broken out, what I'm talking about. But, yeah, she's one of those. You know what I'm saying? She's already broken out. But, yeah, she's definitely doing it real big right now. Big ups to Chocolate and keep doing what you're doing, baby. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, and the thing that I like about Chocolate, if you have her on, you know, MySpace or on Facebook, you know, she's very humble. She's just, you know, she's down to earth, and she talks about real stuff when she puts her little status updates, you know, there. And she always gives thanks, you know, to God and thanks to her family, you know, for their support, you know, of her. So I appreciate that about her.
And she's on the Reverb Nation as well, right?
Yes. She's a lot of the artists that we play, you can find on also Reverb Nation. And, you know, you can join as a fan. I'm a fan on there. And you can join as a fan, you know, and you can join different artist street teams. So then, you know, you get updated. They'll send out a newsletter about what's going on with them, and they encourage you to help them spread the word. Because as LA and I talk about all the time, word of mouth is a powerful tool. And that's what these indie artists need, is they need, you know, if you love what they do, you love their sound, you know, whatever it is. You know, if you are behind an indie artist, the biggest thing that you can do to support them is to tell other people.
Yeah, because the indie artists don't have the big budget. They don't have the record company or the whatnot to be behind them and to promote them and to market to them like they, you know, just, you know, normally the indie artists, they have to do it all. They have to, you know, create the art, manifest the art, then find a way to market it. And, you know, so it's a lot of things that the indie artists have to do on their own, not necessarily can't just sit back and let people do things for them. So they up here cutting, cooking, and cleaning. You know, they doing the three C's. So you have to really be on the look, you know, really, if you're in a position to help those indie artists, you know, by way of word of mouth or whatever, please, you know, intervene. Make it happen.
Well, if you think about it, you know, these mainstream artists that have made it, you know, once upon a time they were indie artists, you know, hustling and trying to get club gigs and perform free at open mics or festivals or whatever, you know, and but somebody got behind them and believed in them, you know, and helped push them forward and position them in a way that, you know, they were noticed and noticed by somebody that could help them move up the chart, you know, and so that's what LA and I are trying to create, you know, different ways to help get the word out about you, the indie artist, you know, because there's so many of you. I mean, look at just who we play on our shows, you know, every week, you know, the talents, the array of talents, you know, LA came up with the perfect show name, The Mosaic, you know, because he and I are very different in personalities and tastes, you know, just as the artists that have sent us, you know, tracks and information about them, or the artists that you see me help promote, you know, on my social network or online, you know, or through Flava News. You know, it's a variety. It's not one type of artist. You know, one thing you'll find, you can't pigeonhole us. You know, we branch out and we bust down walls because, you know, we find our own ways of doing things and who we choose, you know, to support, but it's always going to be indie artists. And, you know, please, if you hear somebody on our show that you know, you're digging, you know, and you want more info, send us an email to the Mosaic Show 206@gmail.com. You know, put it in the chat, you know, call us, you know, at our number 347-857-1189 and ask questions. You know, we'll get you the information. If we don't have it,
or you can reach us at www.flavornews.com, and there's some contact information on there as well for us, contact us too. So it's a lot of different avenues to get in contact with us. We're not the old school with the phone with with the no hold waiting, where it's just beeping on the end, where you like, man, come on, get off the phone, I'm trying to get through. No, we got the call waiting and all that over here. So please believe there's a lot of different ways where you can get in contact with us. So please, you know, bookmark those websites that we write down those emails, share it with a friend, pass it along. Pass it along like the swine flu, like they passing that swine flu along. Pass that information along like that. So make it happen. Tell a friend so they could tell a friend. And then that way we all be in the know. Most deaf.
Yeah. And over on FlavorNews.com, one of the reasons why we tell you to bookmark us over there is when you go check it out, you know, push on all the buttons and see what we got going on. You know, we'll have a feature artist, and then we also have the monthly newsletter that's going to feature artists. You can see it right there on the page, and we're working on being able to take it off the page and email it out. We've been playing with different ways. I'm sorry?
You might want a flyer that you might want to create by the creative Miss Lovely Miss Flavor, who's very creative on the flyer tip. So you might want some flyers created for a little event or something that you may have. You might want to check that portion out. So it's a lot of things. There's
right.
a lot of buttons with a lot of different flavors in contained in those buttons. So please let your fingers, let your mouse do the clicking, and you know what I'm saying? Go ahead on it and see, and you might see something that might catch your eye and might help you out, better yourself, better your business, or whatever it is that we may get off. You might have a book that you a friend who might just want a book review. Flavor does that as well. I'm telling you, it's a lot of different choices that we're serving up here. So please go ahead on to the site and you know, tour around. Check it out. Stay a while.
Well, and also, we'd love to have your feedback. You know, as we work on these different, you know, elements of what Flavor News consists of, you know, we'd love your feedback. You know, nothing is perfected at this point, and things can definitely be tweaked and changed. You know, so we want to hear from you. You know, this is something that we've... I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Change is good. Change is good here. So we take constructive criticism pretty well. So we all about helping the people. So whatever ways it could better you, it could better us. So let's make it a win-win.
So with that said, I'm going to play a piece by, you know, one of our artists who goes by the name of LaRue out of Seattle, Washington. And this is his piece called Heat Wave. Uh-oh, L.A.
Yeah.
Maybe my computer's messing up, so maybe you need to play track.
Okay, well, I'm gonna switch it up a minute. I'm gonna go ahead and drop this new one by Black Stacks. Like Flavor say, they'll be performing December 7th down in Olympia at the Royal Lounge, you say, Flavor?
That's the 17th.
Yeah, the 17th for Black Stacks.
Yes.
So this is a new one by Black Stacks. It's called Night By. Hope you enjoy.
Addictive and behavior like a bishop or deacon. So we on the corner speaking. Has anyone seen our babies? Them don't know these streets. Has anyone heard our babies? Them don't know them streets. Now they've been blessed by God and blessed by nature. Cursed by God, cursed by nature. Just a paradox born in a box. Convicted by a crime. Confused.
My defenses, I got insight, rhyme till it's right, can't keep me contained, night by, I blow my brain, so I hear all the pain, from the baby, yeah, it's crazy, wild, insane, yo, it's wild, cause it's faced. Tell me, have you seen them, standing at the bus stop, holding on the clock, blaming it on hip-hop, damn, won't you stop, tell me, have you seen them?
Night by Black Stacks. Black Stacks consists of Silas Black, Jace E. Cage, and the lovely, soulful Miss Felicia Lau. So they make up Black Stacks. Like I said, before we played the track, they'll be performing December 17th at the Royal Lounge in Olympia. $5 admission. They're going to be the next.
Hello, J-Mar.
Hello.
My name's Dr. Marshall. How you doing, Dr. Marshall? I appreciate you taking me this short notice. I understand you got a little...
Whoa. Rewind. Anyway, before I was interrupted, cut off, but like I was saying, Black Stacks is going to be dropping their new LP coming in the early 2010, so definitely be on the lookout for that. And if you want to find out more information about Black Stacks, you could go log in to www.blackstacksmusic.com, and you can find out more information. And also, they were featured in this month's edition of the Flavor Newsletter, so if you want to go also on www.flavornews.com, there's a newsletter section, so you could go in, and you could click on the newsletter section, and you will see Flavor has featured Black Stacks in this month's newsletter. So go ahead on and check that out as well. So that gives you another reason why you need to go and bookmark that website. Once again, it's www. I might have put in too many W's. Flavornews.com, and bookmark that. But like I said before, that was Black Stacks with Night By. And like we said, we got 14 minutes left in the show. And earlier on, we wanted to get some feedback on some of your old favorite old 70s, 80s movies and whatnot. And a couple of things that was left in the chat room was, you know, of course, Superfly, Car Wash, and The Wiz or whatnot. So still have some time, so if you want to, you know, log in on the chat room and, you know, put in your favorite, or if you want to call in, that number is 347-857-1189, and go on and let us know what some of your favorite Oski-Woskies, as I call them, the old Oski-Woski movies, the throwbacks, like the jerseys, some of the old movies, some of my favorites, you know what I'm saying, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you know what I'm saying, I love Mick Murphy. You know, big ups Jack, was doing his thing, you know. Definitely, you know, like Cooley High is one of the all-time great ones, you know. Definitely Shaft and whatnot. So, come on, log, you know, hit us up. You know, we have 13 minutes remaining. The reason why we threw this question out there is, like, Flavor and myself, we have something percolating on the horizon. So we just wanted to get a little feedback from you to the fans out there of the Mosaic Show and whatnot. So still have some time if you want to call in or if you want to get in the chat and just, you know, throw some of your old-ski woskies up in there and let us know how you feel about some of those old, you know, old 70s, 80s movies, some of your, you know, some of your favorites and whatnot. Share it with us. And other than that, we're probably going to jump into another track right now. So we have 12 minutes remaining in the show. So anything on your playlist you would like to play, Flavor, or that track that you was cut it on with?
I don't even know. You know, I thought we had a theme song, so I think that you need to play for us. I know you just played Black Texas. Go ahead and play our theme song for us.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Well, this, like I say, this is here. I'm already saying 2010 hasn't even came, but I'm already politicking for this song here to be, you know, 2010 song of the year. This should be everybody's theme song, because if you don't do this, then you worthless. I don't have no other adjective to say. But if you don't love your life, then you know your meaning up on this earth is meaningless. So without further ado, we're gonna hit you with the double shot. That's the back to back. We're doing it the double shot of the Black Stacks. We hit you with the Night By Now. We about to follow that up with I Love My Life, 2010 song of the year. Felicia Lyle, I'm telling you, you're wonderful. You're beautiful. I Love My Life by Black Stacks. Like I said, if you want to get more information about Black Stacks, that's www.blackstackmusic.com. That's Stacks with an X. If you want to, you know, try to book them and get them in your area, that's the site. That's the site you need to go to get all that information. But like I say, that's, I done heard that song probably, I done probably listened to that song over 100 times, and it never gets old. And the words are so meaningful and powerful in it, you know. So what you think about that, Flavor? 7 minutes to go.
I know.
About ready to wrap it up.
Well, I love that song, too. You know, I know that we all have our own little trials and tribulations that we go through, whether it be, you know, issues in a relationship, whether it be, you know, financial issues or jobs or whatever. But I think that we can all pull something, you know, out that just keeps us going on, that says, you know, helps us to say, I love my life, you know, because, you know, things can always be way worse, you know. And the one thing that we do have to remember is we're blessed, you know, compared to many people in this country and in this world, you know. So always count your blessings and let those blessings
always
just help you through, you know. So, you know, LA and I talk about it all the time. You know, we both individually have struggles and stuff.
Do you need a fryer?
Sure.
Do you need a broker?
Sure.
Do you need a
scrubber? Yeah. How about a haircut?
Okay, I can do that. If I get back in time, I definitely will.
Okay. I love you too. Okay. All right. I love you, sister. Okay, so I'm at work, can you tell? And my sister and brother-in-law are the resident managers here, and she just popped in. And yeah, so anyway, sorry for the interruptions. But, yes, so just, you know, just hold on to your blessings, you know, and know, you know, and let those, you know, carry you through your hard times, you know, and for you to be able to say, you know, I love my life. You know, that's what helps me go, you know, get going every day is Flavor News and my children, you know, the love and support of my children for what I'm doing, you know, to have a wonderful partner like LA to come into my life. I'm very, very blessed, and they help me get through, you know, those hard times, you know, of being Susan Koshy or Lady Flav. And I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Tamiko, because she sent me a text saying that she's listening to the show. So yay, Tamiko. And the other thing is, you know, not just with all the things that LA and I have cooking, you know, in the pot going into 2010, we also, for me, it's a blessing. I've been able to have all of my children, you know, around me lately. You know, Thanksgiving, I had all my kids. I was minus one grandchild. You know, come this Christmas, I'm going to have all my kids at the house, you know, and hopefully all of my grandchildren, and I feel very, very blessed, you know.
Udon, are we having any udon soup?
Hmm?
Any udon?
Well, you know, L.A., if you and Kim come over, you know, Mama will make you some udon. Mama will make you whatever you want because you're part of my family, too, for Christmas.
Right now.
But anyway, I think that maybe my keyboard is still, you know, froze. And, you know, I know L.A. would say, Flavor, you need a Mac, you know. Anyway, L.A., you can play the rest of the music, okay?
Oh, since we just have 4 minutes to go, I'm going to just, I just want to probably just, you know, I don't think we have time to play any other tracks, so I think we should just, just recap over, you know, any more recap over the things that coming up this weekend as far as shows in the Seattle area and whatnot, and give people the rundown on the contact information and what have you, and you know, things of that nature. So,
tonight there's an event at Nemo's. I unfortunately do not have the address for Nemo's, but it's Delve, the funky Homo sapien. It's the feature there, and Yidam Sek is going to be performing at that show. Then we go to the 17th. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we go to the 17th, and it's the Hands Down Tour with Black Stacks. Also featuring at that show is going to be Black Aries, which is Yidim Sek and LaRue. That's the 17th at the Royal Lounge in Olympia, Washington, $5 at the door. The next day, which is the 18th, is going to be Big World Breaks event at, please remind
that's
me where it is.
The Nectar, right. That's at the Nectar, I believe.
That's at the Nectar Lounge, and a variety of artists are going to be performing at that. That's being put on by Big World Breaks, One Family Inc., OB.
Boss Lady Jazz, The Town Entertainment.
And artists such as like Kings, Hella Dope, Black Aries, and a variety of other artists will be performing at that particular event. And then the last event is going to be on the 19th, which is D Black at Chop Suey, and also at that event, Yidim Sek is going to be performing at that. My computer's freezing up on me right now, but you can always go to www.slavanews.com and go to the calendar page, and you'll see the events of the promoters or artists that are sending us the information. And, you know, check out all the other features on that particular site. We thank you so much for coming through today. Come back on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to hear more tracks of some amazing artists.
Mm-hmm. And in closing, I just want to just say thanks for everybody who's tuned in thus far, everybody who has went on the flavornews.com site and checked out that, and everybody who supported us from all around, from far and wide, from down south, from P-Town, Plaquemine, from where I'm from. So everybody in Plaquemine, Louisiana, I want to say big shout out. Hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and hope everybody is in preparation to have a wonderful Christmas and a new year. So I just want to thank everybody who have been supporting us thus far with our movement and whatever, and keep on keeping on this train, you know, stay on this train, you know. Take this ride with us, because I'm telling you, this is going to be a wonderful ride. So if you hear from the beginning, then, you know, it's going to be a very fruitful ride and whatnot. So I just want to thank everybody from far and wide, from Soul City to introducing us to this, to everybody. Keep on supporting the Mosaic Show. Keep on supporting Flavor News and everything. One love.